Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave.
Quite a time to be the city editor of the paper right now, as we're seeing the protests and looting and even some violence as a result of the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. It's spread all over the country and, in fact, the protests all over the world, but Albany's seen its share as well.
Yeah, Albany has not been missing any of the protests or the subsequent chaos. It's come sort of as the protests seem to be wrapping up. Last night, late into the night, a group of demonstrators and police clashed near the public safety building on Henry Johnson. We had reporters there. Even Kate, the editor of the Times Union, Casey Seiler, was there making videos. But protesters threw bricks and stones at police, who launched tear gas back at them, sort of a back and forth that went on for quite a long time. It's unclear at this point if arrests were made or if anyone was hurt, but the Albany police late Monday evening said that they had arrested three teenagers and a man for vandalizing businesses in the city on Sunday night, which had actually been kind of spared from the unrest that had started with Saturday's melees behind the South Station and then last night's stuff up and around Henry Johnson. Efforts were made last night to calm the situation. Eric Hawkins, who was criticized for being out of town during Saturday's riot, tried to keep the peace throughout the evening last night. And at one point, he tried to coordinate a taking of the knee with protesters and other police, which is, in some instances, Schenectady sort of drew the support of protesters. But last night, when Hawkins was trying to work that out, some of the protesters were not having that. One could be heard, "Why should we take a knee? We didn't kill him." A city council member, too, who tried to calm the crowd, also took some criticism. One protester asked him, "Why, we don't know you." It's a troubling dynamic that's unfolding in this city. A lot of people feel like they're not being heard, and some of them, certainly not all the protesters, are engaging in chaotic behavior, to say the least. Earlier in the day, yesterday, there was a protest on Henry Johnson Boulevard. You know, it was just a demonstration. Protesters surrounded Hawkins, who they wanted to speak with. And initially when he spoke, they told him they were tired of political responses. But he spoke to them about the racism that he learned about growing up. He's African-American. He's from Michigan. He spoke in solidarity with demonstrators and suggested one of the reasons he was a police officer was to change the institutions from the inside. We'll see where things go today. There's going to be a protest in Troy on the weekend, and it seems that there's a Black Lives Matter protest pretty much scheduled for every day. So there'll certainly be more happening today, I'm sure.
Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Stay safe, Mike. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Hey, thanks, Dave.